Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, April 28, 2025.
Trump's first 100 days, key achievements and future plans. On April 27, 2025, President Donald Trump will celebrate his first 100 days in office, highlighting his focus on trade deals and peace talks. Since January 20, Trump has made significant changes in domestic and foreign policy, exciting supporters while raising concerns among critics. He plans a rally in Michigan to mark this milestone, where he will discuss his economic vision, including the removal of undocumented immigrants and his partnership with Elon Musk's efficiency department to improve federal operations. Critics argue that his policies have undermined rights and strained international relationships. Looking ahead, Trump aims to secure trade agreements in the next 90 days, though experts are skeptical about this timeline. He will also take an extended trip abroad next month, visiting Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, while continuing to advocate for peace in the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
Critical food crisis in Gaza. The World Food Program, a United Nations agency, has declared a desperate food crisis in Gaza as of April 27, 2025. This situation follows a complete blockade imposed by Israel on March 2, 2025, which has cut off all humanitarian aid and commercial goods. Over 116,000 tons of food are stuck at aid corridors, unable to reach the 2 million residents facing serious hunger and disease. Food prices have surged by 1,400% compared to a brief ceasefire, leaving many families struggling to find essentials. In March 2025, the WFP reported that 3,708 children were suffering from severe undernourishment out of 84,000 screened, a troubling increase from February. All 25 bakeries in Gaza have shut down due to a lack of fuel and flour, worsening the crisis. While the Israeli government defends the blockade as necessary against Hamas, this has drawn international criticism, with accusations of using starvation as a weapon. The United Nations warns that such actions could be considered war crimes under international humanitarian law. Since the conflict escalated after Hamas-led attacks on October 7, 2023, over 51,000 people have been reported killed, raising urgent concerns among humanitarian organizations.
Economic impact of U.S. tariffs discussed at IMF and World Bank meetings. Global finance leaders recently gathered in Washington, D.C. to discuss the economic impact of U.S. tariffs at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings. The U.S. has imposed a hefty 25% tariff on imports of vehicles, steel, and aluminum, along with a 10% tariff on many other goods. This has raised serious concerns about potential harm to the global economy. Polish Finance Minister Andrzej Domański voiced frustration over the lack of clarity from U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent regarding trade negotiations. The IMF has estimated a 37% chance of recession, reflecting rising worries among member countries. Discussions also touched on currency policies in Japan and South Korea, although specific targets for the Japanese yen were not revealed. The meetings wrapped up without any finalized agreements, despite the Trump administration receiving 18 written proposals. Eric LeCompte from Jubilee USA Network emphasized the inconclusive nature of the talks, especially concerning debt relief for developing nations. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva urged countries to lower tariffs to foster growth and address rising debt levels.
Netanyahu calls for dismantling Iran's nuclear program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing for the complete dismantling of Iran's nuclear infrastructure as U.S.-Iran negotiations continue. These talks, which have included three rounds mediated by Oman, aim to stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons while considering lifting harsh economic sanctions from the United States. Netanyahu insists that any agreement must ensure Iran remains nuclear-free, referencing the 2003 deal with Libya as a model. Tensions have reached a boiling point, especially after Iranian drone and missile attacks on Israel in April 2024, which were retaliation for the deaths of Iranian generals linked to proxy groups. Netanyahu has also communicated with former President Donald Trump, emphasizing that any nuclear deal must prevent Iran from developing ballistic missiles. This ongoing dialogue highlights the complex relationships between the U.S., Iran, and Israel, with significant implications for peace in the region.
Record military spending in 2024. Military spending worldwide has soared to an astonishing $2.72 trillion in 2024, marking a significant 9.4% increase from last year, according to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI. This surge is the largest since the Cold War, a time of intense global tensions. Over 100 countries have raised their military budgets, with Europe, including Russia, seeing a 17% rise. Russia's military expenditure has jumped to an estimated $149 billion, a staggering 38% increase from 2023. Meanwhile, Ukraine's military budget has grown by 2.9% to $64.7 billion, making up 34% of its total economic output amid ongoing conflict. The United States has also increased its military budget by 5.7%, reaching $997 billion, which accounts for 66% of total NATO spending and 37% of global military expenditure. This dramatic rise in military budgets prompts us to consider the future of global security and the challenges that lie ahead.
Gaza conflict update. The Gaza Health Ministry has announced that 51 Palestinians died in Israeli airstrikes over the past 24 hours, bringing the total number of deaths in the ongoing conflict to over 52,000. Violence intensified after Hamas launched an attack on October 7, 2023, resulting in around 1,200 deaths and many hostages. Following a ceasefire that ended on March 18, 2025, Israel resumed daily bombings, leading to significant civilian casualties. Nearly 700 bodies have been documented recently, many pulled from rubble. The humanitarian crisis in Gaza, home to about 2 million people, is dire, with severe shortages of food and medicine due to a blockade lasting nearly 60 days. Aid organizations warn that supplies are running low, and thousands of children are suffering from malnutrition. The overall death toll includes 2,151 deaths and 5,598 injuries since military operations resumed last month. Israeli authorities claim that around 20,000 militants have been killed, though they have not provided evidence for this figure. The conflict has devastated large parts of Gaza, forcing out around 90% of the population, many of whom are now living in temporary shelters.
U.S. military strengthens presence in the Philippines. The U.S. military has deployed an anti-ship missile launcher on Bataan Island in the Philippines, a significant move amid rising tensions with China. This deployment is part of the Balikatan military exercises, where U.S. and Philippine forces train together to enhance readiness in the South China Sea. Around 9,000 American and 5,000 Filipino troops, along with 260 Australian soldiers, participated in live-fire drills in Zambales province, simulating real combat scenarios to protect the Philippines from potential threats. U.S. Marine Lieutenant General Michael Cederholm emphasized the importance of these exercises for national defense and reaffirmed America's commitment to its treaty obligations. The introduction of the Navy Marine Expeditionary Ship Interdiction System aims to deter aggression, particularly from China, which has been conducting large-scale military drills in the region. The Balikatan exercises will continue until May 9, 2025, focusing on strategies to maintain regional stability and security.
Huawei's new AI chip takes aim at NVIDIA. Huawei Technologies, a leading tech company from Beijing, has unveiled its latest AI chip, the Ascend 910D, aiming to challenge NVIDIA Corporation, a well-known American firm in graphics processing. This new chip is set to compete directly with NVIDIA's H100, which has faced a sales ban in China since 2022 due to U.S. government restrictions. Huawei is collaborating with several Chinese tech firms to evaluate the Ascend 910D's capabilities and expects to receive the first samples by late May 2025. For years, Huawei and other Chinese companies have struggled to keep pace with NVIDIA's advancements in AI chip technology. This competition highlights the ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China in the tech arena, with significant implications for global markets.
Toyota Industries shares expected to skyrocket. Shares of Toyota Industries, a key parts supplier in the vibrant city of Tokyo, are expected to skyrocket after Toyota Motor Corporation announced it is considering a purchase of the company. This news has already led to a surge in buy orders, with the stock price projected to hit the daily upper limit of 16,225 yen, a remarkable 23% rise from the previous closing price of 13,225 yen. The proposed deal is valued at 6 trillion yen, or about $42 billion. Akio Toyoda, chairman of Toyota, along with his founding family, is exploring this acquisition through a specially created company. This move could bring significant changes to Toyota Industries, affecting its employees and operations. As the automotive industry shifts towards electric vehicles and advanced technologies, this acquisition is particularly timely. Investors are buzzing with excitement, anticipating the largest one-day jump in Toyota Industries' stock price in over 40 years. What could this mean for the future of the automotive landscape?
Asian markets react to U.S. trade uncertainty. Asian share markets opened the week with caution as uncertainty around U.S. trade policy lingered. On April 28, 2025, the dollar danced up and down as investors awaited important economic news and earnings from major tech companies. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed progress in trade talks with China, but the evidence was unclear. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent did not confirm ongoing tariff negotiations, raising concerns among experts. Christian Keller from Barclays warned that this uncertainty could hurt the U.S. economy just as much as the tariffs. Early trading showed light activity, with the MSCI Asia-Pacific Index up 0.1%, Japan's Nikkei Index rising 0.9%, and South Korea's market gaining 0.2%. The week ahead promises significant economic updates, including U.S. employment figures and GDP data. Analysts expect payrolls to increase by 135,000. While inflation may ease. However, GDP growth remains uncertain, with a forecast of only 0.4% annualized growth. Notably, the Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP Now measure suggests a potential contraction of minus 0.4% when excluding gold imports.
Tragic massacre in Omdurman, Sudan. On April 27, 2025, a heartbreaking massacre in Omdurman, Sudan, resulted in the deaths of at least 31 civilians, including children, at the hands of the Rapid Support Forces, a notorious paramilitary group. This brutal attack involved the killing of defenseless individuals and has been condemned as a war crime by the Sudanese Doctors Network and other volunteer organizations. They are urgently calling for international intervention to protect remaining residents and establish safe evacuation routes. Disturbing videos shared by RSF soldiers show the horrific execution of detainees, with one soldier chillingly stating, "We will leave no prisoners anymore." Since mid-April 2023, the RSF has been locked in a violent conflict with the Sudanese armed forces, leading to tens of thousands of deaths and displacing over 15 million people. The international community must act to address the escalating humanitarian crisis in Sudan.
Impact of Kashmir attack on Indian financial markets. A devastating attack in Kashmir has raised tensions between India and Pakistan, leading to significant fluctuations in Indian financial markets. On April 28, the Indian rupee fluctuated between 85.09 and 85.65 against the U.S. dollar, closing at 85.45. In response to this crisis, the Reserve Bank of India is purchasing about 200 billion rupees, or roughly 2.34 billion US dollars, in government bonds to stabilize the economy. So far in 2025, the Reserve Bank has bought nearly 3.7 trillion rupees, about 43.4 billion US dollars, in bonds. The return on a key government bond has increased, reflecting worries about the potential fallout from the attack. Analysts predict the Indian rupee will trade between 85.00 and 85.70 soon, influenced by ongoing geopolitical developments and U.S. trade negotiations. What does this mean for the future of the Indian economy?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.